Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Just me and you so far.
Oh, okay.
Good evening, Auntie Beth.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Janet.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Loretta, you want to go ahead and start reading for the rest of them, Joanne?
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'm picking up out of Leviticus 15, and we're still speaking on the ceremonial defilements. And this is Leviticus 15 and 19, whenever a woman menstruates, she shall be in a state of ceremonial defilement for 7 days. And on the 8th day, she shall take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and bring them to the priest at the entrance of the tabernacle. And the priest shall offer one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering and to make atonement for her before the Lord for her menstrual defilement. In this way, you shall cleanse the people of Israel from their defilement, lest they die because of defiling my tabernacle that is among them. This then is the law for the man who is defiled by a genital disease or by a seminal emission, and for a woman menstrual period, and for anyone who has sexual intercourse with her while in the period of defilement afterwards. Amen.
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 Okay. We didn't have anyone else join.
Okay.
Do we want to go ahead and get started?
Okay. You want to do a roll call? I'll go ahead. Make sure I have everyone.
Okay. We've got Mom, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, you, and myself.
Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nevels Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us with the blessing of the prayer line.
Okay. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Lord, we ask you to apply the blood of Jesus over the airwaves to render powerless and harmless any evil spirit that tries to come into our presence. Prayer brings on the unseen, the kingdom of God on the scene or into our lives where we and other people need it, so God's kingdom is seen or manifested. We are here, Lord, to be a part of and not a hindrance to the kingdom of God, but to set captives free. Amen.
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 We had another caller to join, Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Good evening. All righty. Let's go ahead and get started. Okay, let's start off with Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of my little prayer book that when you don't know what to do. It's okay to become your own prayer project because praying for yourself is not about getting a whole blessing. Rather, it is about taking the hand of Jesus and confident walking with him. This is not about getting your way or checking the answer prayer off of your request list. It is about going deeper in your relationship with Christ. Be assured that what God desires most is friendship with you. Perhaps you'll find this shocking. The king of the universe wants to be friend. What a deeper friendship with whom is me. Yes, and that's the real secret of prayer. Going deeper into the relationship with God. Yes, there is still sin and suffering in the world, but Jesus is the answer to give hope and life into each of these situations when he invited into them. Okay? Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mother. Okay, Auntie Janet, would you like to go next?
Okay, I would like to share from praying the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
It says, this psalmist lends us help in understanding the importance of the value of the name of the Lord. And these are the scriptures that lend to that. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in holy array. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Sing the glory of his name, make his praise glorious. His name shall endure forever. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Moses and Aaron among the priests, and Samuel among them that called upon his name. They called upon the name, and he answered them. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant for holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment. His praise endures forever. I will worship toward the holy temple and praise thy holy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy name above all thy names. I'm sorry, they have magnified thy word above all thy names. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me and strengthened my soul. Let us be so mindful and careful to always praise and honor his name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord.
Amen. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. I'm sorry. Get ready to call Auntie Betty.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
You want me to go next, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I'm here. I'm reading from Romans chapter 5. It says, faith brings joy. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserving pleasure where we now stand, and we are confident and joyful, look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, but we know that they help us develop endurance. Endurance develops strength. And strength of character. Character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fulfill our heart with his love. When we are utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though some might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our relationship with God has been restored by the death of his Son, while we were still yet his enemy, we will certainly be saved through the life of his Son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Bundy. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Sure. Let's see. The Daily Bread called Tell Me a Story. The story of the Bibles were never meant to be outgrown. There are profound lessons to be learned from the amazing account of those who faced giants, floods, and fish. Hundreds of years after the fact, the Apostle Paul explained that these things that happened to Moses and the Israelites as they wandered through the desert happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition. These stories was about us. They mirror the tensions we face daily as we too seek to apply God's will and the ways to the reality of our lives. They teach us of the treachery of sin, our desperate need to trust God, and the importance of staying faithful to and true to Him regardless of what happens. Don't ignore the old stories. They might be surprised, or you might be surprised what God wants to teach you through them. Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Loretta. We have two new callers. I don't know if you identify yourself. Number ends in 9757. This is Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Thanks, hello.
Amen.
And the other caller, the number ends in 5668.
This is Cedric, Janet's son.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
oh,
good evening.
Praise the Lord.
Wow. Okay, our next reader would be Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read John chapter 14, 1 through 7. Let not your heart be troubled, yet believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, knoweth the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. I see Dodge. Stacy, would you like to say anything? Stacy, would you like to say anything?
Yes, I will be reading Corinthians 2, chapter 1, 3 through 4.
Yes.
Pray, God is the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. The compassion and the comfort us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort those in trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Stacy. Cedric, would you like to share any words with us this evening?
Sure. I can read Psalms 127.
Ooh.
And it says, Lord builds the house. Those who build it in labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, even the bread of anxious toil, for he has given to his beloved sleep. And that is Psalms 127, 1 through verse 2.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Well, that concludes our first round. I would like to turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the second shout-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lay your holy hands upon Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Mom, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Tony, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Sister Shirley and family, the Moody family, the Verner family, Lenny and family, the Simmons family, the Hurd family, Miss D, Miss Pam, Reverend Allen and family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, Ruth Edwards, Malachi, DeMarcus, Eric, Carlos and the Wells family, Dwight and family, Marilyn and family, Gary and family, Desert Kendrick, Doretha and Jesse Verner, Mary Ann and family, Rochelle Bessler, the Williams family, Valerie Crockett, Eileen Holiday, the Dix family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you out and away from their bodies. Father God, we thank you for all the works that you do for us daily. And Father God, we ask that you make us whole again and lift us up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in us, through us, and with us. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our entire body. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Now it's time for us to recognize any birthdays from February the 26th through March the 4th. Do we have any birthdays? Okay. I have Regal Lowe on the 3rd. I have Clarissa, too, on the 3rd. I don't know if that's true, Loretta.
It's in March. I'm not sure about the 3rd, but it is in March.
Yeah.
Rena?
Anybody?
Rena?
Rena on what day? Okay. All righty. Any others? We have Rena on the 2nd and Regal on the 3rd.
Amen. Amen.
Miss Stacy, would you like to sing the birthday song for us today?
Sure.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. And many more.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. All righty. Okay. So now we're going to the next section of our program where you can bring a poem or song or a word on your heart. And I would like to start with Loretta.
Okay. My reading is out of Joel Osteen, and it is Stand Firm.
Thank the Lord.
Yes. Okay. When you step out to do something big for God, the enemy will send challenges and distractions to knock you off course. He may try to send you running, but you have a promise that God is working behind the scenes for you. You'll be amazed at what God will do in your life when you stand and face your challenges and hold on to the promises found in His Word. When you take a stand, you make a declaration of your faith in God and automatically raise that shield of faith, which extinguish all the flaming arrows of evil. Ephesians 6:16. So take a stand today and stand on the course the Lord has set for you. Take a stand in your prayer life. Take a stand in your Bible study time. Take a stand in your acts of serving and giving to others. Take a stand and see the salvation and provision of the Lord in every area of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Okay, next.
Okay, I'm going to be coming out of Romans 11:1-24. And as the servant said, the master quill, have you ever observed the indication work of a quill? Remedy of fabric in different colors. Size and shapes are all seen together to form a thing of comfort and beauty. In and of themselves, these same remedies are merely leftover fabric, good for nothing but to be thrown away. The hand of a skillful quilter, however, can be transformed something insignificant and useless into a work of art. God desires us to be beneficiaries of his salvation like remnant of fabric on a quilt. He wants to graft us in dressed up in among those who are partaker of his goodness and mercy, standing alone inside of the ark of salvation. Our lives are like a swept of rag side of the ark of salvation. And unless fabric, but grafted into God's quilt of salvation, we are transformed and made beautiful and whole. Our insignificant becomes significant. Our weakness becomes strength. Our sorrow becomes joy. God, the master quilt, can use us no matter the condition of our remedy, of its color, size, or shape. Each of us can become a part of his beautiful quilt. And the prayer said, thank you, O Lord, for your unconditional love and saving grace that takes the form remnant of our life and make us whole. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next, Auntie Di.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 117. Oh,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, all the nations. Praise him, all you people, for his mercy and kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Okay. Next, Auntie Janet.
I will be sharing also from Joel Osteen. Mm-hmm. I declare day 26, which is, of course, today. I declare I will choose faith over fear. I will meditate on what is positive and what is good about situation. I will use my energy not to worry but to believe. Fear has no part in my life. I will not dwell on negative, discouraging thoughts. My mind is set on what God has said about me. I know his plans for me is for success, victory, and abundance. This is by decoration. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, well, I will go next. And thank you, Auntie Janet, for your reading. I will go next, and I'm going to read a poem from Maya Angelou called Caged Bird. A free bird on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wings in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky. But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown, but longs for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hills. For the caged bird sings of freedom. The free bird thinks of another breeze, and the trade winds soft through the siding trees, and the And the fat worms waiting on the dawn bright lawn, and he names the sky his own. But a caged bird stands on the grave of dreams. His shadow shouts on a nightmare stream. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown, but long for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom. In honor of Black History Month.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Next, I'll do Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to try to sing a little.
Amen.
Right.
God has my own need. He has set me free. God has smiled on me, and he's been good to me. God has smiled on me. Mm-hmm. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
God has smiled on me. Yes, yes.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, next, Cedric, would you like to share any additional news with us?
Sure. I'll read Psalm 67, and it says, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way be made known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the people with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him." And that's Psalm 67.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Cedric. All righty. Stacy, do you have any more news to share with us?
Yes, I will be reading Psalms 118, verses 14 through 16. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of righteousness. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. Amen.
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 Thank you for that saving. All righty. Well, that concludes. Does anyone else have anything else they would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Okay. First, we would like to thank Cedric for joining this evening.
Amen.
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 Also for the return of Stacy.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm Stacy. Yeah.
All righty. Does anyone have anything else to say, or I'll go ahead with the closing prayer?
I just want to say it's an honor to be on the prayer line this evening, and just God bless each and every one of you for continuing to fan the flame, and know that it doesn't go unnoticed, and that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So just thank each and every one of you for holding the banner for your family, our family, and extended ones with their requests. So thank you for all that you're doing.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I go ahead with the closing prayer if you bow your head. God is love.
Yes,
Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things. You are always with us and will give us the strength we need to do all that you have planned for us. Let's take his love with us today, throughout the week, in everything we do, and everyone we meet. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, especially Stacy. We're glad to hear from you. We miss you. We thank you for sharing the words out of Corinthians and Psalms. And Mr. Cedric, we thank you for joining us tonight and for sharing the words out of Psalms 127 and 67. And we welcome you back anytime. Amen.
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 Amen. And we pray that there was something shared that was help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you bless everyone that is in our White House and bless the ones that could not be with us tonight. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And we thank you for leading and guiding us each week. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week, and we love you. Good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Love you too. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Love you.
Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like John.
He's here today.
He the one that stay up there?
No, he's staying with him. Amanda.